welcome back. I think it's episode 9. This is a bit of a strange podcast. If there's ever any silence in this podcast, it's because I'm a little bit under the weather. My tonsils are giving me jip, and I've got a bit of a cold slash flu. So I'll probably be drinking my Lemsip. This is an example of the silence that you might hear. Minus the little gulp and everything else. I'm sorry about that in advance. A little bit of a strange podcast in the sense of, like, this is actually one of my experiences that I had today. So I've titled this as, like, when you find that person, right? And slash when you find that coach, really. By the time I actually get writing this title, I might have changed the title. I'm going to tell you a real life experience that happened to me today. And I'm recording this quite late at night. I usually record these in the day. I've just been really busy today and haven't had the time to do it. And I wanted to keep up the consistency of delivering these podcasts every Thursday. Now, it's important that when you find that person, you keep them. And I'm not talking about in, obviously, you know, it's important in a relationship, obviously, but I'm talking in the sense of getting the most out of you and building a better you. And for those of you that know me personally, you'll know that I'm a very confident individual. And I went to the barbers today. And I went to the barbers to shave my head. And you're probably thinking, what are you talking about? Now, whether you've noticed or not, it's probably something that people don't even notice. It's more of a thing that it's just how I feel about certain aspects of my own appearance. Now, I recede, and it does run in my male genes in my family. And it doesn't bother me in terms of it gets me down or makes me depressed. But in some way, it must subconsciously affect me because I do think about it quite a lot. And I take appearance quite important. I, for example, you know, going to work and dressing in sportswear, you know, sounds great. But when you do it for so long, you really miss dressing up in more casual. So when I'm not at work, generally 9.9 times out of 10, I will make every effort to come out of work clothes and put something smarter on. So appearance is a big thing in the sense of not for other people. I've always said you never do things for other people, so I want to make that very, very clear. I think in the sense of how you present yourself and hold yourself to yourself, not to anybody else. So anyway, last night before going to bed, so I have actually been talking to my partner about this, and, you know, she's very supportive and whatnot. You know, do what you feel is right, and whenever you're ready and all those things, and, you know, as all these things that you can hear a supportive partner say. But last night before bed, I was on YouTube, and I was looking at videos of men who suffered hair loss or receding hairline and their journey to deciding to finally shave their head. And I watched this for a good 35, 40 minutes, maybe an hour, and it was fascinating. To listen to those things. So I actually went to sleep with the belief in my head that that's what I was going to wake up tomorrow morning and do. I didn't even have a hair appointment booked, but I decided to book one for the next day, which was today, and the intention was to go to the barber and get my head shaved. So anyway, I woke up this morning and I'm like, oh, I'm not sure. I just can't fathom it. Just can't picture it. Getting closer and closer to the barber's time. I'm asking my partner what I do. I rang my sister as well. I've asked her what I do. I've spoke to my partner again, you know, what I do. And they're like, you know, do what you think, blah, blah, blah. Like, I guess I don't even know what I'm looking for, the answer, right? So anyway, I've gone to the barber's and I've sat down. He's like, how are you? I'm great. What are we doing today? I'll be honest, his name's Sabby. Be honest, Sabby, mate. I'm thinking about taking it off. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I am. He's been cutting my hair since I've moved out to this part of the country, and which has been nearly a year. And he's been fantastic. He gets my hairline. He's been cutting my hair really, really well. So some of you listen, you think, I haven't even noticed it. because he cuts it so well, covers it. And he said, you know, he was asking me questions like, you know, are you ready? Do you feel confident with it? Are you sure this is what you want to do? You know, all these questions. And this is the kind of the finding this person, right? Who's external of your circle, right? So not your partner, not your parents. I mean, it could also be one of those, but I'm looking for someone external from that, right? I'm talking to you, listener now, the listener. You as a listener, finding someone not in your direct circle, but someone who could help get the most out of you. So in this circumstance, it's going to be a coach, right? It's going to be someone that you work with at the gym. This gym, another gym, whatever else gym, a language tutor, whatever, anything. So he's asking me these questions. Now, when I mentioned that about thinking of shaving, there was two other barbers in the shop. One of them was on his break, I think. So he was distracted and wasn't really paying attention. He was in his own world, which is fair enough. And the other guy next was like, yeah, you should do it. He was also bald. You should do it, go for it, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So I said to him, I said, how did you make that decision to do that? And he just said, I just woke up one day and saw that I didn't have hair in equal parts and I fucked it all off. I was like, right, that was helpful. And it was very much like, yeah, just do it, go for it. You know, you'll never look back, with no consideration to maybe how it might make me feel, how I might perceive it or anything like that. But my barber took the time out and he was like, look, there's no rush. You don't have to do it today. You don't have to do it now. You can do it when you're ready. Should we start cutting your sides like normal? Because I usually have a skin fade on the side. And then you can start, hopefully we get close to decision. So I was like, yeah, let's do that. So he started doing that, talking to me about it all, you know, whilst we're cutting hair. I can't remember some of the conversation. But then we got to the top. He was like, look, you need to start making a decision now. We're getting closer to the top. No pressure, but obviously, you know, I can't, I've got an appointment next to you, so we have to be on time. I was like, that's fair enough. And he goes, have you made a decision? I said, no. He said, all right, look, let me do your bid. And then by the time you finish your bid, I need you to make your decision. I said, okay, fine. So he'd done my bid, still talking to me about pros, talking to me about cons. And he thought, you know, in this time, I think he kind of thought that I wasn't going to go for it. Hold on one second. Let me take another sip because I can feel that I'm getting very nasally. He could tell that I probably wasn't going to go for it. And he got to my hair now. And he said, what are you going to do? I said, look, I'm not going to go for it today. He said, look, that's fine. You're not ready. He said, let me cut your hair a little bit shorter than normal to make some sort of adjustment. Let's build the confidence in seeing it a little bit shorter. And let's work towards you seeing a better visual of that. And, you know, it's only going to grow back. We'll just go a little bit shorter on the top and we'll cut the kind of almost like fringe back a little bit so you get a better representation. I said, yeah, okay, I'm really happy with that. Let's do that. He cut my hair today for me in a great way for me to see a little bit more. I'm still not confident enough to actually take it off, believe it or not. But part of me thinks maybe like, I don't know, obviously it happens to people younger and older than me. I feel like I'm not ready for that yet. To let go. But a lot of men actually in the videos I watch them saying it's very liberating and all these things and actually, you know, confidence growing and stuff, everything else. But I'm telling you this because the way that he handled that, the man management of me on that day was like second to none. You know, external people, because there were other people in the shop. Externals, you know, they had no awareness of me. They've never, you know, some never met me before. But it was very much like, yeah, you should do it. You know, very male, you know, go for it. We're guys, you know, no emotion, no blah, blah, blah. But he was very considerate and he very much supported me on that. And his process was building that confidence to, you know, let's just take step by step. Let's start with this and we'll do that. And, you know, we both agreed, yeah, that's the right thing to do. And then it was very much, this is the next step, do that, etc. Till we got to the end and he could see that it was, you know, making me uneasy. And he read the room. He was like, look, you know, I can see you're not ready. Let me make this decision in terms of shorter, but not off. And then maybe in 2, 3, 4 haircuts time, you might make that decision yourself and you'll feel comfortable with it. And I was over the moon. He cut it and I'm really, really happy with the way he done that. But I'm sharing, as I said, with this for you because of the actual man management he had towards me. And I, you know, that makes me want to, men generally stay with their barbers for a long time. I think women generally stay with their hairdressers too. But like, you know, I would never consider changing or moving away from that barber because of the man management he had for me for that situation. He understood me. He knew how to build my confidence to work towards. It's not the goal that we both have, but I guess his goal is for customer satisfaction and my goal is to be satisfied with the experience that I had. And he met that on that day. Yes, he meets that quite regularly, you know, throughout. And the title of like when you find that person, when you find that coach, you know, when that coach recognizes that there's quite a big barrier for you to do whatever it is that you want to do out that day, and they break that down into small steps and they make you feel good whilst doing it, like stick with that coach, stick with that person because they care for you. They care about the impact that they're going to have on you. They really put you first as opposed to peer pressure of, yeah, just do it and you know, go for it. Like, who gives a shit? Like, whilst that's valid and sometimes its elements are taking you outside your comfort zone, absolutely, but that needs to be controlled and really controlled, and the right person can control that and help you develop that in a controlled environment. But if it's very much like, oh, fuck it, yeah, everyone else to, you know, do that and with no genuine care for you, then that's probably something that you shouldn't repeat or be around too often. So if you find that person, that coach, that, you know, hand on heart, you believe their best interests is you, and they put you first and they care, they can read the room, they can sense that you're not ready for this or you're not ready for that. I don't know, an example, whether it be one day that you, I don't know, can't run, you can't lift a certain weight, you can't jump on a box, you can't, whatever it might be, do a burpee, but a great coach will recognize that there's little steps to that. So from a burpee, it might be a burpee on a box. So you put your hands on the box rather than going floor. It could even be a lower form of an up down. It could even be a star jump. It could be a case of doing a completely different exercise, just building towards that. Box jump's probably the best example. You can't jump on a box, no problem, step. How about, because stepping is still good, how about we build your confidence with one plate? Okay, now you smash one plate, that's excellent. Let's go for two plates. Along the line of it, it's not just right, you've tasked that, it's also the recognition, you know, telling you that you've done well for that. You've two steps, well done. Okay, let's go third one. You smash that, confidence is growing. So when you get to that challenge of whether that be that big box or four or five plates to jump on, you have the confidence to do that because you've had the belief system installed in you from the very beginning. So if you find that person, stick with that person. If you find them or if you have found them, stick with them. And that's this gym, another gym, wherever you may be listening in the world. And I'm talking to a wider audience because I do know, obviously, you know, from our stats, I'm fortunate that there are people that, you know, listen to this podcast outside of our four walls. And if I'm talking to you inside the four walls, great, even better. Because then you know you're on a personal level and we can always talk about this in or outside the gym. Great, we want to get the most out of you. We want to build those levels of confidence slowly and surely. And they will, but it just requires the individual coach to recognize how that person learns and what makes that person have, let that belief system stick with them, right? And personality is a big thing for that. Each to their own in terms of styles and stuff. But if you do find that person, stick with them. It's a shorter podcast today. It's a very strange analogy, very strange experience that I'm sharing with you. Very maybe too personal, but in a way. But I thought it was relevant because when I came out of that, I felt great. I was almost a little bit liberated. I was like, wow, you know, that was just from everything. The minute that I walked in to the minute I left, I just felt fantastic, just because of how he managed that situation. I can't get over it. I just think it was great. And maybe I haven't explained it as well as I'd hoped I explained it. I just think the external, because sometimes you're going to get external pressures from people that, you know, people around you, people at work, colleagues, friends, whatever. Yeah, you should do that. Da da da. Go for this, but with no real, like desire to actually really, really. You know, generally people want the best for you, but like I'm talking like really, really want the best for you in that circumstance, because the there's no consequences to them. But I felt in this situation. He may have felt, in this situation, he may have felt the consequences because he thought, you know, it's such a big decision to get rid of your fucking hair, regardless of male or female. I mean, obviously, you know, I would imagine how hard it would be for a male, let alone a female, because it does happen. But I just think he put me first and it was fucking great. And it was just fantastic. I can't go on about it anymore. You're going to get bored of me saying the same things. So my message is find that person. If you found them, fantastic. I'm very happy for you. But stick with that person because they genuinely, genuinely, genuinely want the best from you and they want to see you win. They really do. So up until next week, see you soon.